This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, if what you're hearing doesn't make your blood boil, you're not paying attention. And during the news, at top of the hour news, it was reported that we are investigating non-human technology. USA Prepares has for 12 years reported that non-human technology / alien technology has been reversed engineered since 1947. That's 77 years. So if you wonder, where did this nanotechnology come from? Where did carbon fiber technology come from? Where did these new type of storage, electric storage systems come from? Where did these microelectronic systems come from? The memory systems, the computer processors. Where did this all come from? Where did these new metal alloys come from? I believe we reverse engineered them. Next thing, the heat. The heat. The ocean waters off the coast of Florida have hit 101 degrees. That will absolutely, positively destroy the coral reef. Reefs. And another thing to mention is, it's been reported on the internet, and I absolutely, positively believe this, of the top most violent places in the United States, the top 20, 17 of them are controlled by Democrats. Now, we're talking about homicides, we're talking about aggravated assault, we're talking about robbery, rape, and we're talking about non-negligent manslaughter. Okay. So, where are these places? You've heard of them. Chicago, Illinois. Minneapolis, Minnesota. New Orleans, Louisiana. Lansing, Michigan. Nashville, Tennessee. Anchorage, Alaska. San Bernardino, California. Oakland, California, Indianapolis, Indiana, Springfield, Missouri. Let me say that again. Springfield, Missouri. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Stockton, California. Rockford, Cleveland, Milwaukee, Little Rock, Memphis, Baltimore, Detroit, and St. Louis, Missouri. So of all the most dangerous places in the country, the corrupt state of Missouri claims two of them. Two of the top most dangerous places in the United States of America are here in Missouri. So, if you think that everything is okay, it is absolutely not true. The media is lying to you. The media is lying to you. The government is lying to you. Television is lying to you. Radio is lying to you. The print is lying to you. The statistics are lying to you. So you have to ferret out the truth. And when I was at the tail end of the meetups of USA Prepares in Springfield, Missouri, the weekly meetups with our class in person, and I was teaching in the front of the classroom at restaurants, I told them that my job is not to teach them exactly how to do everything, but my job is to teach them how to think and how to use the tools, and how to learn how to use the tools, and how to have the tools so that they can go on without me. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that y'all come out of this this morass that we're in, and it's getting deeper every nanosecond, that you come out of it better than you would without learning the things that we are attempting to teach. We are in a huge mess. P.J. Barton agrees. Gwyneth agrees. All of your instructors agree. This is a mess. The only one that thinks that maybe, just maybe, there's some light at the end of the tunnel is Bert. Gwyneth, back to you.
I think Bert's very much mistaken on that count. I really do. I think, I'll tell you where I think we're headed. I think that if we come out of this at a Stone Age level of technology, we'll be doing pretty well. Because I've researched somewhat Stone Age technology, and actually some of it's pretty good. And some of these Stone Age people, they didn't have a lot of technology, but they had a reasonable life. You know, they had their systems of doing stuff, and they knew how to do it. They knew where to get food. Famine among Stone Age people was almost unknown. They could always get food. I think that, you know, there's going to be a lot of hungry people around and about the place before this is all out. But that wasn't the way it was with Stone Age people. So it's going to be worse than Stone Age for the vast majority of the population. And in my humble opinion, from what I'm looking at, I could be wrong, but I think that 90% of people, at least, will not make it. If you look around you, in 5 to 10 years' time, 90% of the people that you see around you will be dead. That's how bad it's going to be. And it is my educated opinion as an environmental scientist who studied systemic collapse. But it's not just my opinion. And there's a website out there called Deagle.com, which has population statistics. It has all sorts of statistics on it. It's what the U.S. military uses for their analytics. But one of the big, you know, most of the Western world, they have an enormous population drop by 2025 for most countries in the Western world. And these figures were put together in 2017. So they've been planning this for a while. And what's coming in the next 2 years, I don't know. Or I really don't, you know, but there's any number of things that they could pull. And most of the people out there are such absolute lemmings. But if the government types told them that they had to jump off of the edge of a cliff or they would lose their job, that they would do it. They're such lemmings. I'm so fed up with them. I just want to shake them and say, what are you doing? And you know, the number of times that I've heard people say, oh, well, I got the jab because if I didn't get the jab, I was going to lose my job. That is the most irritating thing for me to hear, because this is your life. What is your job going to matter if you don't have your physical, mortal life? You know, your job's not going to matter anything to you if you're in a pine box, 6 foot under, having a dirt nap because, you know, some psychopath put some poison or some genetic modification in an injectable and injected you with it, and then you died. Well, what's your job going to matter then? You know? And people, they won't stand up for themselves. And I just give it up. I just like, well, you know, I'm just going to stay out here. I'm just going to let it happen. Yeah, and people say, oh, well, you know, well, you should get upset about it. I am upset about it. anyone who's listening to this broadcast now can hear in my voice how upset I am about it. But I can't do anything about it. Because I'm overwhelmed by stupid people. We're all overwhelmed by stupid people. At least, I think that's actually a very conservative figure of 90% of the population would jump off the edge of a cliff if you told them that they'd lose their job unless they jumped off the edge of a cliff. I think that's very conservative. I think that it's actually probably a lot higher than that. But it's mind-blowing. But, you know, and I've recently got back into training my horse, Lily. Oops, that's a dog. Because I figure, you know, that pretty soon there will be no cars and I will need her for transport. So I'm getting a friend who's got quite a bit of horse knowledge, more horse knowledge than probably, although we've got knowledge in different areas, so we're helping each other. But, you know, I've got a friend who's helping me to teach her some things, and she's doing well again. And but the thing is that how many people out there are going to have a horse that they can rely on for transport? None. Practically nobody. People who have horses, they're not used to going out with their horses on the trails, most of them. It's absolutely mind-blowing. We're looking at the wholesale collapse of all civilization. You know, you're gonna wish that you were an outback Aborigine living in a humpy in the middle of the bush. You're gonna wish that will be a good circumstance, because then you have that knowledge of thousands of years of how to get a feed, how to go and hunt a kangaroo and spear it and, you know, light a fire by banging two rocks together. You know, and having some roast kangaroo. That would be a good circumstance compared to what most of the population is walking into, which is not knowing how to make a spear, not knowing how to light a fire by banging two rocks together, not knowing how to do this, not knowing what herbs are good to eat in the forest. You know, not knowing which mushrooms will kill you and which will taste like beef. You know, this is it. It's just, oh my gosh. I wish that people would listen to us. I wish that people would understand that we're not kidding when we say that everything you see around you is going away soon. So don't be overly worried about the pressure and the manipulation that the people who think they run the show try and push on you, because very soon they won't be around either. And if you can just somehow stay out of the way, mind your own business and prepare your own estate, you'll probably be okay. But as for the rest of the world, it probably won't be okay. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, let me give you some concrete examples, exclamation points. So, about a day ago, the country of India realized that the flooding has damaged their rice crop. So what they did was they banned the export of certain kinds of rice to the rest of the world. India is the largest exporter of rice in the world. Now, rice isn't 100% necessary, but it fills bellies. So there is now a run on rice in the United States.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Oh, in the last couple of days, last day, there's been a run on rice in several states in the United States of America. And a bag of roughly 20 pounds has increased in price in one day from about $15 to about $50 in some locations. And some stores are saying, well, we're going to limit the purchases of rice. Other stores are gouging and they're saying, well, you have to have a minimum purchase of X number of dollars at the cash register in order to buy a bag of rice. That's what's happening. So if you think, well, it's in India, it's not going to affect us, it actually does. It's just like petroleum. It's just like oil. So when one country reduces the production of oil, it's made up by the other countries until demand falls. And then what happens is the price increases. So everybody gets to enjoy an increased cost of whatever it is, whether it be oil or rice. It doesn't matter what it is. That's one thing. I was going to report that yesterday, but Rich Sheban was kind enough to give me some time off so that I could work on the farm, which I had to do. And that's happening. It's happening. I told you it was coming, class. I told you when it gets worse and worse and worse, we are going to have to protect our own families. I told you this. And I am doing everything I can to protect my family, and you should be doing the same thing. So there'll be times that I won't be able to be on the air. Now, I don't plan on this and say, you know, boy, I'm 71 years old. I'm too old for this. That's not the case. That is not the case. The case is I've got things I have to do, absolutely positively have to do in order to survive. And I'm paraphrasing, but Mike Mike Rivero said the same thing on Monday. He said he has to take care of himself and his family, his wife. He has financial obligations to meet, and he has to find the funds to do that. And being on the radio doesn't pay him. Being on the radio doesn't pay me either. So, you know, if I double, triple, quadruple the amount of time I spend preparing for broadcasting, and Gwyneth and we all do this, we get nothing for it. We are being eviscerated by our governments and corporations. So we really have to plan. We really have to prepare. We really have to research and figure out what's really happening. And we have to take care of ourselves and our families. And if you can, your neighborhood and by extension, your village. Okay, so here's one other thing I wanted to talk about. And we'll talk about this more in depth with Kyle tomorrow. Heat. 101 degrees off the coast of Florida in the ocean. I called Andy Gibbs, USA Preparers Instructor. He lives in Arizona. I said, Andy, what's it like? He said 110 degrees. I said, pretty hot, isn't it? He said, yeah. People are now falling down. Senior citizens are falling down, and they're getting burned, skin burns, because of the heat of the ground. It's so hot they're getting burns on their skin when they fall down. This is all true. Hospitals are reporting this. We reported it way before they did. We reported that I was walking around with a non-contact thermometer telling you that a roof is over 170 degrees, over 170. You can fry an egg on a roof. Next point. We've talked about temperatures. We've talked about how they can damage under the hood components, rubber hoses, alternators, everything you can think of under the hood of your vehicle. Tires. We talked about lowering the pressure of your tires so that they don't explode in the sun. Two calls this morning from the same family. Two different vehicles out on the road, two different directions. One, tire exploded. The other one, alternator blew. This is before, this is like 8 o'clock this morning. Same family. Two of their vehicles. This is going to happen all over. And we maintain these vehicles. We see them all the time. We keep them in tip-top shape, and it still happened. So imagine those morons that are out there who don't check their tire pressure, don't know what tire pressure is, don't know what the heat ratings of tires happens to be. They don't understand that you need to keep your radiator clean. You need to remove the chaff, as we talk about in 5-Minute University. This is going to be a massive problem. And tomorrow, I'm going to talk about chest freezers and something simple that you can do, because right now, chest freezers are running 24/7 in the heat, and they cannot keep up. I have a solution for you. It's real simple. Tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. Residents along Florida's Space Coast preparing for the rumble of a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket launch either late tonight or tomorrow. After the launch, the rocket booster landings at Cape Canaveral are expected to cause sonic booms across Central Florida. The blistering heat that's been broiling much of the South and the Southwest now invading the Midwest, pushing afternoon highs above 100 degrees. A federal judge striking down the Biden administration's new rules for asylum seekers at the southern border. The judge ruling against the new rule that allows immigration authorities to deny asylum to migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border if they did not first apply online or seek protection in a country they passed through. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah, you've got your
take. When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I just can't stand it. You know, if you heard the bottom of the hour news, Elon Musk, another rocket launch, another destruction of our environment, another sonic boom. Do you think the animals like these sonic booms? You think so? It's outrageous what this guy's doing. There's nothing that Elon Musk is doing, is my opinion, and don't believe anything I say. There's nothing that he is doing, in my opinion, that we need. Nothing. We don't need to bore more holes in the earth to get from here to there faster. We don't need to fly from the United States to England and back faster. We don't need to do that. We don't need more satellites, and we certainly don't need electric cars. Destroying the grid, destroying the atmosphere, destroying the earth, raping the earth for rare earth minerals. Elon Musk at the center of global destruction. My opinion. Elon Musk. And some people think he is like a whiz. He walks on water. It's outrageous. Gwyneth, if you want to talk about the system and what the system is like and what they make you do in order to jump through the hoops in order to survive after they've destroyed the ability to earn a living in Australia. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. There's this author out there, and he died a long time ago. His name is called Franz Kafka, okay? And he used to write books about obscene bureaucracies. And so the phrase has come into the English language called Kafkaesque. And one thing, I mean, I've been listening to the audio book of his called America, America, which is about a fellow from Prague who comes and emigrates to America. But what it is, they make you do these stupid things here in Australia, and it all has to do what they call mutual obligation, and it's the social credit score. So you get your unemployment check, you get your government payment, but to do this government payment, you have to jump through a set of hoops. You have to apply for jobs that are not necessarily there, and you have to do community work, volunteer work, for a certain number of hours per week, like 25 hours per week of volunteer work. And this is, they don't take any account if you don't have a motor vehicle, if you live out in the middle of nowhere and it would actually cost you hundreds of dollars to get into town to do the 25 hours of, you know, volunteer work or community work or whatever, to get your check, you'd actually be spending, in my case, I figured out that I would be spending probably at least two-thirds of my check on expenses to get into town, just to do community work to get the check. And at that point, it's really not worth it. You know, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to force people into town. They don't want people living out in the middle of the countryside, because when they live out in the middle of the countryside, they're not controllable. And that's the whole point. They want everybody in their 15-minute cities. This is absolutely going on. I haven't seen this in any official policy. I'm just playing chess. I learned how to play chess. I taught my sons how to play chess. I'm playing chess. I can see what they're up to. And that's the whole point. That's why I say everybody's got to learn how to play chess. It teaches you how to think ahead. It teaches you how to think strategically. And it teaches you to be. You don't have to be Machiavellian, but you have to learn how Machiavellians think. You have to read. You have to read Kafka. You have to read Machiavelli. You have to read The Art of War. These books are out there. They give them away often. You know, oh, my gosh. You have to read Thomas More when he talked about utopia. 500 years ago, that book was written. I only just got it. Somebody gave it to me from a public bookshelf. But it's, you know, I'm almost at a loss for words because people don't see this. People don't realize this. That it's all going down. They want everybody in their 15-minute city. They want everybody in town, but when you're in town, if I moved into town, because I war game this, I war game everything, I play chess with everything. I had a job offer of working in a stable, a horse breaking stable, a big one, and I figured out the economics of it. And I would have gotten $800 in my hand every week from working at this horse breaking stables, a big one, breaks in, you know, I would have been marking out 50 stalls a day. They have about 100 horses there at a time, so there's a couple of different people doing the marking out. But I figured out that of that $800 per week, I would have been no financially better off than if I was staying right where I am here, making nothing. It all would have gone, and I would have had to be away from this place. I would have had the worry of it. There would have been the potential of vandals coming through, breaking out all the windows. When I moved down to this place, there was 12 or 13 broken windows in this house. Just from vandals coming in and trashing the place. The place was a mess. You know, the fences were gone. The fences were literally gone. People had literally come through and stolen the fence wire off of the fences when I first moved on to this place. And I had to replace all the not all of the fence wire, but I had to replace quite a bit of the fence wire. Just on the boundary fences and on internal paddock fences and backyard fences and all this sort of stuff. And it would be the same. If I moved into town, even just down to the town, just down the road, not even all the way into Melbourne where this breaking stables was, if I moved even into town, I would not be financially any better off having a job, living in town, than what I would be right here. I would be working and not getting ahead. Because everybody who's in town is in the position. They're working and they're not getting ahead. Because they're in the company store model. Everybody is. Everything that they earn goes straight back out the door. And food, rent, bills, electricity, water, whatever. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does make sense. So the model is broken. And what I don't understand is the price per hour to have your domestic automobile worked on 26 miles from here, not even in the corrupt city of Springfield, but in another corrupt city, is $180 an hour, plus parts, of course. And the parts markup is 200%. This is at a dealer. Nobody can afford this. And it just makes my blood boil that these ignorant people are buying these new cars. Gwyneth, I went to Costco and I compared Costco with Sam's Club 2 days ago. Pink hair, green hair, blue hair, flip-flops, speaking foreign languages. This is Costco. Lots of electronics, new, flashy, thin-skinned appliances that are ridiculously high prices. Ridiculously high. I had my mouth open looking at these things that they're offering for sale. Then I went into Sam's Club. And they have more basic items at a very, just a slightly lower price. The clientele, the customers, I guess they call them members, of Sam's Club are older. The vehicles are just slightly older. They're mostly new, but just a little bit older. The Costco, new vehicles. We took our newest vehicle, my son and I, because we picked up some farm equipment. 2004 Tahoe. We looked like we were driving a jalopy compared to everybody else with their new shiny vehicles that they can't maintain. There's probably not a single person in Costco that could maintain his vehicle or our vehicle. This is the woke parasites of the world. They want it, and they want it now, and they want it new, and they want the new look. Not that they want the new look of the new refrigerator. They want the new look of the washing machine. They want the new look. Why? Because they like the new look. It's cheesier. It won't last as long. It costs way more, and they're so stupid, so ignorant that they fall for it. This is America today. It is outrageous how stupid we have become. And the system is working against all of us who are trying to earn a living. It's impossible to pay the bills. People are flat out broke. Broke. I've got some things for sale on eBay. Okay? I'm selling a collection of antiques. And people are offering me 25% of a fair price. I don't even respond. It's not an offer. It's a wish. That's where we are. And if you look at Facebook Marketplace, you see people saying, don't bother me with scams. Don't give me lowball offers. The buyers are miserable. The sellers are miserable. It is a snapshot of how far we have fallen. It's like watching Suits. Miserable people beating up everybody else. It's awful. And that's where we are. And that's why I say the Second Civil War combined with the Second American Revolution has already begun. I've said it for a couple years now. And it's simmering. And I believe it's going to go boom. And when it does, all bets are off. Anarchy will reign. And you will be in fear of gangs. Gangs. It's like the shoplifters in the cities. They just walk in. They walk in 2, 3, 5, 20 abreast. They take whatever they want. Stores say, don't mess with those thugs. Leave them alone. Let them take whatever they want. And you all get to pay higher prices as a result of leaving them alone. But then, when they show up in a village near you, they're going to be armed. That's what's coming.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, it's an absolute mess. Absolute mess. And we've been saying for over a decade now here at USA Prepares, get out of Dodge, buy a farm, get away from them, the morass, get away from the ignorant, stupid people. Do your own thing. Keep your head down. Prepare, prepare, prepare. It has not gotten any better. Exactly what we've been saying is happening. It's unfolding right before us. You've been to the university. I've been to the university. We both have sheepskins that say that we actually showed up and paid attention and passed the test. And we are deploying the knowledge that we've learned plus the knowledge that we've gained since university attendance. It's right in front of us. It's plain as day. And yet most everybody can't see it. Any comments?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And it's interesting because we came from quite different perspectives. You did an MBA and I did a Bachelor of Science in Environmental Science and Geography, but we both came to the same conclusion. And, that's because one of the things I studied at university was how societies collapse. You know, they actually teach in universities, they teach classes on how societies collapse. It's very, very well studied. They know exactly how it happens. And to see it happening in lifetime is in one way fascinating and in another way terrifying. You know, it's not so much terrifying personally to think, oh no, what am I going to do? Because I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay out here. I'm going to continue preparing my estate. And I'm somehow going to make it through. But for the rest of the world, I used the analogy like lemmings walking off a cliff. That's exactly what they're like. The generally dumb public are a bunch of lemmings walking off the side of a cliff. And it's fascinating to watch, but it's terrifying. And I don't mean to I don't mean to treat this all lightly, because it's awful. It's terrible. But you know, it says in the Bible that when the Apostle John saw these things in the book of Revelation, that he wondered. And I can see that he wondered. It's like, my gosh, what is happening here? This is remarkable. Why can't they see? But they honestly can't see what's coming. Or if they can, there's this kind of deep sense of dread that's in their heart, and they honestly don't know what to do. And there's only one thing you can do, and we've said it multiple times, get out of Dodge, try and get on some sort of land, and if you can't, even living out in the middle of a forest and learning bushcraft skills is going to set you in better stead than living in town. And that is the bottom option. That is the very last option, to go out and live in the middle of the forest and learn bushcraft skills and be Davy Crockett, you know, or be Crocodile Dundee. I would say that's at the bottom of the list of ways that you should handle this. But if you've got no other alternative, then it's certainly an option. You know, but it's you know, I just keep getting that song, you know, the Doors did a version of the song, "This is the end, the only end, my friends," you know, and then somebody else wrote a song, and it was like, "This is the end, hold your breath and count to 10, you know, that was the theme of a Bond movie, Skyfall. And that both of them have the same idea, that this is the end. This is the end of our civilization. This is the fall of Rome. This is the fall of Babylon. This is the fall of Carthage. There's nothing that you can do to stop it. And you've just got to stay out of the way, keep your head down, do your best to prepare, and pray to God that you and yours will still be there when it's all over. That's
yeah.
all you can
so do. Here's a perfect example of what we're talking about, class. Currently, one out of three, well, actually it's about 30%, but so think of it like this. One out of three cars does not come with a spare tire. So you go to the Costco parking lot, and you go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, as you count the cars in parking spaces. And everyone that has the number one would be how many cars don't have a spare tire. At the same time, heats up and tires are exploding. This is a perfect example of these lemmings. This is a perfect example of the generally dumb public. This is the perfect example of why you're not going to go down the highway, because these morons don't have spare tires. Their tires blow, and they're going to be in front of you clogging the highways. That's where we're going. Mark my words. Gwyneth, I can't stand these stupid people. But this is nothing new. I had an old boss that said I couldn't stand stupid people.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.